Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Michelle. How can I help you today?
I'm calling because about over a month ago, I took a. Are y'all related to CVS Pharmacy?
No, we help with. We're a third-party call center. We help with online websites. We help with their orders that have been placed. Have you ordered anything?
Well, I went and took a CVS survey, and at the end, after that, you automatically charged me because it says y'all were bitterness wellness plans. Y'all charged me $49.89 automatically without me agreeing to anything.
Well,
I never got no receipt. I never got an email. Huh?
Let me see if you have a charge for one of the companies that we help out with. Can I have a zip code, please?
78244.
Thank you. And what is your name?
Francisco.
Ruiz.
Ruiz, R-U-I-Z. Ruiz, R-U-I-Z.
Oh, thank you so much. And can you confirm a shipping address to verify, please?
It is 5953 Kendall Prairie, and that's in San Antonio, Texas.
Thank you, sir. Let me just see what this was and from where. Okay, so what I'm looking at, sir, this says on February the 5th, there was a contest entry to win a Dyson vacuum. It says the prize. So enrolling, that was a contest entry to win a Dyson vacuum. That enrolled you in the meal planning app called Bites Up. So it's an email that they sent out for you to download it. Counts your calories and gives you recipes to use, but they would be the ones to give you this Dyson if you would win. And they're charging you the application fee, which is $49.89. And they try
to
bill you.
See, that was
that
I know they that's just, that was not that's a scam because they're not none of that came on there when I was closing the survey. It automatically just kind of charged me automatically $49.89, and I knew there was something wrong.
Okay, well, that is the membership fee to receive the Dyson that somebody signed up for to win a Dyson. You have to be enrolled in Bites Up first. And as I was explaining, they try to bill you in March because it is a monthly thing, but it's declined. And
yeah, I had to cancel my credit card. I had to cancel my credit card because I was like, that's not something I agree at the end when I submitted my personal information because I thought I was submitting my credit card number because it was showing that they wanted to charge me that I needed to pay for the delivery of the vacuum after I took the survey. I mean, I know it sounds naive of me of doing that. I mean, I never again will I take a survey. That was really dumb of me, but I was kind of like, what is going on here?
Okay. Well, I apologize. I don't know what happened there, but whenever you canceled your card, it went ahead and canceled this membership. I'm sorry, this subscription that you have with this app on the 7th of March. So since the 3rd of March, this subscription that happened for Bites Up has been canceled.
Okay, so what about my refund for that $49.89?
Well, you can go ahead and consult with your bank about this charge they made in February the 5th and see what they can do about the charge for you. All we can do is cancel your subscription.
Yeah. How come I never got an email, though, from this place, Better Wellness? When I hit submit and at the end it came out with their name and their charge automatically, but I never got a receipt or an email from them showing, oh, this is what you ended up purchasing. What I knew wasn't even aware of it. I never did get anything. That's why I'm calling because the bank is making me call you all.
Okay.
Because they want to know why y'all charged me this charge before they can, not charge me for this $49.89 on my credit card.
Okay. Well, they sent, I don't know if you can check, but they sent the email out on the 5th. It's under, it should say Bites Up, and it should give you your login information along with the link to download
on
the app.
On the 5th of February?
February. You can check your inbox or it might be in your spam. It's under
what's
Bites.
What's the name of it?
Bites Hub. B-I-T-E-S.
You said February 5th?
Yeah, it says February 5th. They sent the login information out.
Let me look for it on my email right here.
Okay.
Oh, my God. February.
Is your email,
cisborz@gmail.com? Yeah.
Okay. It says that's where they send it to. If you could check your inbox or either your spam, maybe it went there by mistake. But it sent it on the 5th with login information. It be should be under.
I'm looking at my I'm looking at my email on the 5th. And you said tub something?
Bytehub.
Bytehub?
Yes, B-I-T-E-S.
Okay, well, let me look at something else on my email on here then. Let me go over here. February 5th. I'm looking at it. I don't see anything. I'll look into spam.
You can try typing the word Bytehub at the top of the search bar.
Can you spell it out for me?
B as in boy, I, T as in Tom, E as in elephant, S as in Sam, and then H as in house, U as in umbrella, B as in boy.
Bytehub.
Mm-hmm.
Is it two words or one word?
It's two words, but put together.
Bytehub. Okay, Bytehub.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not finding anything. B-I-T-E-S-H-U-B.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm hitting it on here to look it up. It's not, nothing's coming up. Yeah.
You checked your spam as well?
Yeah, I'm in my spam right now, and I'm looking it up. I'm going to go all the way to February 5th. Let me go to February 5th on my spam. Yeah, there's nothing in, it don't go always, only to March. I don't have anything on the spam.
Only to March it goes back to?
On my spam, yeah.
Okay.
There's
I don't know if you
nothing.
Wanted us to resend, I can request for Bytehub to resend it to you again. Is that what you,
Well, I don't know what I would do with it because I never agreed to this plan. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm calling, because it's a dispute between my bank and you all right now, because I'm telling them that I never got a receipt from you all. I would have gotten an email that a purchase was done on here and I don't even see it on my regular email from all the way I went all the way to February 5th. There's nothing in there.
Okay. Well, I apologize about the email. I really don't know what happened. It said it sent it on the 5th, but it probably did go to your spam and it doesn't go back that far. But we already, whenever you canceled the card, it went ahead and canceled your subscription with us. But if you want to consult about a refund, you can do so with the bank. I don't know how they would like to proceed, but you can just tell them that you gave us a call to basically cancel and it was already canceled, and that's as much as we can do. So you can tell them that and see what they would do moving forward with this charge for you.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to call them. Well, thank you so much for your understanding and talking to me about it.
You're welcome.
It's just something that just came out right at the end saying that I submitted to Bitterness Wellness Plan and it was charging me $49.89. And it didn't say anything else. They never sent me an email about that I submitted to that or agreed to that or a receipt or anything. So,
yeah, and I'm sorry about the email. They should have sent that out, but I apologize. I don't know what happened. But it's all canceled out, so they won't charge you next month. And you should just consult with your bank about that charge, and you can tell them that you already spoke to us today.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Bye.
Thanks for calling customer support. Bye.